When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Section 4. Discovery. Discovery is a critical phase in civil litigation where parties exchange information relevant to the case. This stage is designed to eliminate surprises, clarify what the lawsuit is about, and gather evidence necessary for trial. The Federal Rules of Civil Procedure and corresponding state rules provide the framework for discovery. Scope and limits of discovery. Under Rule 26B of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, the scope of discovery is broad. Parties may obtain discovery regarding any non-privileged matter that is relevant to any party's claim or defense and proportional to the needs of the case. The information sought need not be admissible in evidence if it appears reasonably calculated to lead to the discovery of admissible evidence. However, the scope of discovery is not limitless. The concept of proportionality, introduced in the 2015 amendments to the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, plays a crucial role. Proportionality limits discovery requests that are overly burdensome, unnecessary, or disproportionate to the case's needs. Factors considered in assessing proportionality include the importance of the issues at stake, the amount in controversy, the party's relative access to relevant information, the party's resources, the importance of the discovery in resolving the issues, and whether the burden or expense of the proposed discovery outweighs its likely benefit. Discovery tools. Interrogatories. These are written questions one party sends to another, requiring answers under oath. Interrogatories are useful for obtaining basic information, like names, dates, and details of the case. However, they are limited in number, usually to 25, and scope. Depositions. A deposition is an out-of-court testimony given under oath by a party or witness. It allows attorneys to question the deponent, the person being deposed, in person, and assess their demeanor and credibility. Depositions are powerful tools for gathering information and locking in testimony before trial. Requests for production, RFPs. Parties can request documents, electronic data, and other tangible evidence from each other. RFPs are broad in scope and can include requests for emails, documents, internal memos, and physical evidence relevant to the dispute. Requests for admissions. These are statements sent to the opposing party to admit or deny specific assertions. They are used to establish certain facts as true for the purpose of trial, thereby narrowing the issues to be litigated. Physical and mental examinations. In certain cases, a party may request the court to order a physical or mental examination of a person if the person's condition is in controversy. Electronic discovery, e-discovery. Electronic discovery refers to the process of identifying, collecting, and producing electronically stored information, ESI, in response to a request for production in litigation. ESI includes emails, documents, databases, voicemails, audio and video files, social media posts, and more. The challenges of e-discovery are manifold. First, the sheer volume of ESI can be overwhelming. Second, ESI is dynamic and can be altered, deleted, or lost, making preservation crucial. Third, ESI is often stored in complex systems, requiring technical expertise to retrieve. The Federal Rules of Civil Procedure address e-discovery specifically. Rule 26F, known as the meet and confer provision, requires parties to discuss e-discovery issues early in the litigation. Rule 34 allows for the request of ESI in specific forms, and Rule 37E provides guidance on the failure to preserve ESI, outlining measures a court may take if ESI that should have been preserved is lost. Discovery disputes and resolutions. Discovery disputes are common and can arise over the scope of discovery, the protection of privileged information, the format of production, and the burden or expense of the requested discovery. Strategies to resolve these disputes include: meet and confer. Before seeking court intervention, parties are encouraged to meet and discuss the dispute in an attempt to resolve it amicably. Motion to compel. If a party fails to respond to discovery requests, the requesting party can file a motion to compel, asking the court to order the production of the requested information. Protective orders. If a party believes a discovery request is overly broad, burdensome, or threatens to disclose sensitive information, they can request a protective order from the court to limit or prohibit the discovery. In-camera review. For disputes over privileged information, a judge may conduct an in-camera review, examining the contested materials privately to determine whether they are protected from disclosure. Sanctions. Courts have broad discretion to impose sanctions for discovery violations, including fines, payment of the opposing party's attorney fees, and even dismissal of claims or defenses. Conclusion. Discovery is a pivotal component of civil litigation, shaping the evidence available at trial and often influencing settlement negotiations. It requires careful planning, attention to detail, and strategic thinking. As you navigate through your studies, remember that effective discovery is not just about gathering as much information as possible. It's about gathering the right information efficiently and ethically. As we move forward in our journey through civil procedure, bear in mind the immense power of discovery in uncovering the truth and shaping the outcome of legal disputes. Your grasp of these concepts and tools will be a critical asset in your legal toolkit. In the next section, we will transition to the trial process, delving into the intricacies of jury selection, trial procedures, and the various motions that play a role in this phase of litigation.